Welcome to the Listening Room, a sacred space designed to help you pause, reflect, and listen. Listening is a spiritual discipline, a gift from God, and a means through which we grow in holiness and deepen our connection with Him, which impacts the way we show up, interact, and listen with others. As we open ourselves to God's voice, we may begin to notice changes in how we think about ourselves. Perhaps you are struggling with a low view of yourself. Maybe, if you're honest, you think more highly of yourself than you should. Whatever the case, tuning your heart to God has a way of bringing clarity and correcting how we see ourselves. May this be true for you as you listen to His words. In hearing from God, we deepen our understanding of His grace and truth, allowing Him to transform not only how we see ourselves, but also how we view and love others. This transformation equips us to reflect His love in all we do. May your time here open your heart to His voice, shaping your actions, relationships, and faith. Proverbs 4:20 through 21 says,
"Pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart."
And Psalm 85 verse 8 says,
"I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to His people, His faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly."
Take a moment to let these scriptures resonate in your heart. Invite God to meet you in the stillness. These words remind us that listening to God's voice requires attentiveness, faith, and a heart open to His peace. As we begin our time of reflection, allow yourself to settle and sink into where you are seated. Release the tension in your shoulders, neck, back, legs, and anywhere else you may feel tense or tight. Take a few deep breaths. As you release this tension, imagine your heart and mind becoming more open to hearing God's gentle voice, preparing yourself to receive His peace and guidance. Take this time to enter into prayer with God, coming just as you are. As you reflect, consider these questions, leaving space for God to speak to your heart. Who have you been listening to lately? What distractions might be hindering your ability to listen fully? How might God be inviting you to listen differently? To Him, to others, or to your own heart? Let these questions linger in your mind. Allow the quiet to deepen your connection with God. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of God. Suddenly the Lord called out,
"Samuel."
"Yes, what is it?"
He got up and ran to Eli and
"Here I am. Did you call me?"
"I didn't call you,"
Eli replied.
"Go back to bed."
So he did. Then the Lord called out again,
"Samuel."
Again Samuel got up and went to Eli.
"Here I am. Did you call me?"
"I didn't call you, my son,"
Eli said.
"Go back to bed."
Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli.
"Here I am. Did you call me?"
Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel,
"Go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'"
So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before,
"Samuel, Samuel."
And Samuel replied,
Speak. Your servant is listening."
Like Samuel, we are invited to listen with open hearts. Take a moment now to be still and to be attentive to God's call.
God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
"Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation.
I will be honored throughout the world.
The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
Let the stillness of this moment and the next remind you of God's unshakable presence, here and now, at this day alone with God. Rest in His peace, even if for just a minute. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know He is God. Be still. Know. Be.
It was now winter, and Jesus was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, the festival of dedication. He was in the temple, walking through the section known as Solomon's Colonnade. The people surrounded him and asked,
"How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly."
Jesus replied,
"I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me."
Take a moment to reflect on what it means to hear and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. Let the quiet open your heart to His leading.
God often speaks in ways we do not expect, in the gentle whisper, in the kindness of a friend, or in the beauty of His creation. Consider Elijah's story in 1 Kings 19. After a time of great fear and despair, Elijah sought refuge in a cave, longing to hear from God.
When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah.
"May the gods strike me and even kill me, if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them."
Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die.
I have had enough, Lord,
he said.
Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died.
Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him,
Get up and eat.
He looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said,
Get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you.
So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave, where he spent the night. The Lord said to him,
What are you doing here, Elijah?
Elijah replied,
I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
Go out and stand before me on the mountain,
the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire,
the sound of a gentle whisper.
When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said,
What are you doing here, Elijah?
The still, soft voice Elijah heard was God gently speaking to him, showing that his presence often comes in quiet, unexpected ways rather than in dramatic displays. As God asked Elijah, What are you doing here? Consider. Where might God be leading you to step away from something or towards something new? Before Elijah could hear God's voice, he was given food and rest to restore his strength. What do you need from God right now to prepare you for what he may have for you next? What is holding you back from fully embracing God's presence, and how might He be calling you to release it? Take a moment to reflect on God's past faithfulness. Does thinking about how God was faithful to you back then help you rest, knowing He will continue to be faithful? Or is your mind prone to worry? Talk to Him about this.
Listen, listen, wait. Speak, Lord. I am listening. For so long, I've wanted to say my own things. Journals of agendas, pros of my own possibilities. For so long, I've wanted my words to promote the things I love the most. And my treasure chest have become storage closets of trophies of me. Collecting my accomplishments, brushing the dust on top of them, placing them on my front room shelves for everyone to see. And when I was on the stage, I did the same thing. Saying the statements I knew would be impressive. Speaking in rhythms that were fast faster than flash, though no one could understand them, pushing my plans, my ideas, my calendars of what I thought you wanted, or at least I hope that even if you didn't, I could get away with it. And for too long, I lived like this. Speak, Lord, I am listening. I've lived not very long, but long enough to know that when you were at my definition, my words meant nothing. I've seen how you move long enough to know that if your spirit doesn't fill our words, we're giving vessels to a thirsty world that look beautiful but are empty. And I've walked alongside of you long enough to know that when I was without you, it wasn't pretty. I remember the sin you saved me from, the pits of hell you pulled me from, and I have not come this far just to let pride take over me. Once again, I plead, I rebuke my need to be an exhibition. May my only ambition be to be like you and thus experience life the way you created me too, in an image less like me, in a portrait more like you. May this horizontal stage never be a vertical barricade. May nothing in this world separate from the joy of knowing you. I turn down the chaos of my life to stop and to listen, to return to my first love, to hear the truth in your language. Only you can breathe new life into these dead pages. You speak, I'll type, how can my days tell your story? You speak, I'll repeat, may my words expose your glory. Speak, Lord, I am listening. I turn down my own volume, I turn up your praise. May I be the microphone amplifying your words of grace. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I take my words and my life off the mantle. Come be center stage. Come fill the empty vessels.
As this audio experience concludes, you may have missed parts of the journey earlier. Feel free to remain here as long as you need. Reflecting and listening to the sections you might not have heard. Leave quietly whenever you feel ready. Take your time in this sacred space of listening to the Lord. The audio track will restart momentarily.